Brothers and sisters, it is my joy and privilege to be with you once again. And I bring you greetings from Jefferson Park Baptist Church. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Our God and Father, we thank you so much for your word. And we thank you for your Son, Jesus. And we pray that now as we study your word, that you would help us to understand it. That you would help us to obey it. And that we would grow in love for you and for one another. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
The most important thing that we as Christians are called to do is love. When Jesus was asked, which is the greatest commandment in the law, he replied, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
当有人问耶稣最大的诫命是什么的时候，他说：“你是要尽心、尽性、尽力爱主你的神，并且要爱人如此。”And
then on the night before Jesus laid down his life for his disciples, he told them, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another." By this, all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.
所以在耶稣为我们舍身前的那天晚上的时候，他对他们的门徒说：“他说我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。”
And Paul could tell the Galatian church that the whole law is fulfilled in one word. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. And 1 Corinthians chapter 13 says, prophecies will fail, tongues will cease, and knowledge will pass away, but faith, hope, and love abide. And the greatest of these is love.
所以说，在哥林多前书第十三章，保罗说到，他说，先知最后也会终止，然后的话，知识也会结束，但是如今长存的有信、有望、有爱，爱是其中最大的是爱。
So love is the greatest. Love is at the center, and love is that one thing which sums up the whole law.
所以爱是最重要的，爱是中心，爱是那一个把所有的神的律法都集中起来的一个词。
It's both an old commandment which we've had from the very beginning.
这而且是一个非常早的一个诫命，从开始就有。
You shall love your neighbors yourself comes from Leviticus chapter 19.
所以在利未记19章的时候就讲过，你应该爱人如己。
But it's also a new commandment given by Christ at the institution of the new covenant.
但是这也是一个新的诫命，是在耶稣是在新约开始的时候提出来的一点。
And it's been conveyed with ever greater clarity and depth in light of Christ's own love displayed on the cross.
而在这一次的时候，这是非常非常的清晰，也是非常非常的深刻，因为我们可以看到耶稣是怎么样爱我们。So
here in 1 John chapter 4, the Apostle John exhorts us to love one another.
所以在这段经节里面，约翰特别的叮嘱我们要彼此相爱。But
notice how verse 7 begins, Beloved, let us love one another.
但是我们要注意这个第七节怎么开始，他是说，亲爱的弟兄啊。
Before telling us to love, he reminds us that we are beloved. Outside of Christ, I remember thinking, does anyone really love me? Because how shallow and fickle the love of man is. And I remember thinking of those who said that they loved me, Do they really know me?
然后那些 所谓说爱我的人，我就想，他们真的知道我吗？
Because I know how unlovely I really am.
因为我知道其实我里面是没有什么可爱的地方。
But brothers and sisters, in Christ we are beloved of God.
但是亲爱的弟兄姐妹们啊，在基督里面我们是被神所爱的。
The God of the universe knows you and he loves you.
创造宇宙一切的神，他知道你，并且他爱你。
And central to your very identity is the fact that you are beloved of God.
所以我们身份中最重要的一点，我们要记住的是，我们是被神所爱的。
So therefore, as God's beloved, let us love one another.
所以呢，我们被神所爱的时候呢，让我们也彼此相爱。
Let's care for one another.
让我们彼此关心。
Serve one another.
彼此服侍。
Encourage one another.
彼此鼓励。
Sacrifice for one another.
彼此牺牲。
And help one another follow Jesus.
特别重要是让我们彼此帮助来追随基督。
Now notice that John commands us to love one another, not like a military general.
所以约翰说这句话的时候，并不是像一个司令员一样的来命令我们。
It's more like a father putting his arm around his son, saying, "Let's do this together."
而是更像一个爸爸把他的手放在儿子的肩膀上，说，让我们一起来做这件事情。
And what I want to point out to you in our passage this morning are four great reasons why we should love one another.
所以今天我要讲的呢，是我们有四个很重要的原因，我们为什么要彼此相爱。
And the first reason is this, love one another because of who God is.
第一个是我们彼此相爱是因为神是怎么样的。
Verses 7 and 8 say, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God.
说亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。
And whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God because God is love.
凡有爱心的都是由神而生，并且认识神。没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
John says that love is from God.
约翰说，爱是从神而来的。
God is the source of love.
神是爱的泉源。
The only reason love exists in this world is because God is a loving God and because He made us in His image as men and women who can give and receive love.
这世上有爱的唯一的原因是因为神，他是一个有爱的神，而且他把我们是照着他的形象而创造的，所以我们能够给予，也能够接受爱。
In fact, love so characterizes God's essence that John can say, God is love.
事实上，爱是神最重要的一个品格。所以说，约翰说，神就是爱。
All of God's infinite power and awesome majesty is adorned by love.
神那无穷的力量和他巨大的能力，都是由爱来装饰起来的。
So if you want to see the perfect picture of what love is, look at God.
所以你如果想要寻找完美的爱的话，看神就可以
了。And if the most wonderful mother's love for her infant child were like a candle,
如果世上最好的一个妈妈对她的小刚出生的小孩的爱是像一个蜡烛一样的话，
then the love of God would be like the sun.
那神的爱就像太阳一样。
And if you want to know the degree to which any other love truly is love.
你如果要知道，就是别的爱如何成为爱的话
，then consider the degree to which it accurately reflects the pure and perfect love of God.
那就把那些爱跟主那一个完全纯全的爱来相比，就知道了。
And if you want to know the degree to which you have truly come to know God,
你如果想知道一下自己到底有多么的了解神的话。
And consider the degree to which you have come to know His love and walk in that love yourself.
就想一想，你到底神爱了你多少？你有多么好的走在神的爱里面？
You see, it's impossible to draw near to God without being changed by His love.
所以你要看啊，是不可能的。如果我们在神的爱的里面，我们是不可能不改变的。
Just as a sunrise fills our eyes with beauty and a symphony fills our ears with music.
就像早上的太阳充满了我们的眼睛，或者像是美丽的音乐充满了我们的耳朵一样。
So an intimate knowledge of God fills our hearts with love.
所以对神一个亲密的知识，让我们心里充满了爱。
And conversely, just as a blind man can't appreciate the beauty of a sunrise,
但是反过来说呢,
and a deaf person can't appreciate a symphony,
或者像一个耳聋的人不能够欣赏交响乐,
so a person without love in their heart cannot know God.
所以一个心里没有爱的人是无法知道神,
that's why John says, anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love.
所以说, 他说, 没有爱心的就不认识神, 因为神就是爱。
It doesn't matter how much theology we know.
这不管我们懂什么神学知识,
it doesn't matter what else we've attained.
啊,不知道不管我们得到了什么东西,
the great thing is, do we love?
最重要的事情是我们爱不爱?
Because the more we know God as He really is,
我们越是知道神是怎么样的,
the more we will be men and women of love.
我们就越来越想是那些有爱的信徒们。
So brothers and sisters, the first reason we should love one another is because of who God is.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
the second reason we should love one another is because of who we are.
所以第二个我们要彼此相爱的原因是我们是怎么样的。
In the second half of verse 7, John says, whoever loves has been born of God.
在第七节后半部分, 约翰说到, 凡有爱心的都是由神而生。
If you're a Christian now, it's only because at some point in your life, you were supernaturally transformed.
所以你如果是一个基督徒的话, 这是因为在你人生的某一点,你被神的超自然的力量给转变了。
You were born again.
你重生了。
You were born from above.
你从天上而重生。
And as we just saw symbolically represented in baptism,
就像我们刚才看到的,就像是那个洗礼所象征的,
we died to our old selves,
我对我们的老我而死,
and then we were gloriously raised up with Jesus to newness of life.
我们充满荣耀的与耶稣一同复活。
And that now defines your identity as a child of God.
所以你现在就是神的孩子。
Biblically speaking, sons share the likeness of their fathers.
所以在圣经里面说到,孩子们是跟他们的爸爸是很相似的。
For example, Genesis 5 verse 3 says that Adam fathered a son in his own likeness after his image and named him Seth.
比如说,亚当活到130岁,生了一个儿子,形象样式和自己相似。
And in John chapter 8, verse 39, Jesus says, if you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the works Abraham did.
所以在约翰福音第八章三十九节,耶稣对犹太人说,你们若是亚伯拉罕的儿子,就必行亚伯拉罕所行的事。
So John's saying, if you've been born of God, then you will be like God.
所以约翰说,如果你从神而生的话,你就应该像神一样。
And love will be the defining characteristic of your life because God is love.
所以你的生活的那个要点,你的性格就应该是爱。
At the zoo, I remember being amazed by the way that baby monkeys can swing between the branches.
所以我们去动物园的时候,我很喜欢看猴子,因为猴子能够在那个树枝上荡来荡去。
I feel afraid for their safety, but they never fall.
有的时候我担心他们会掉下来,但他们从来不掉下来。
They have perfect balance, coordination, and arm strength, even as little tiny babies. And of course, the reason why is because of what they are. They're born monkeys. So they can do things that we as humans never could. And in the same way, when we come to Christ, we're born of God.
所以同样来说呢,当我们到耶稣面前,面前来的时候,我们就是神所生的。
We're given a new nature and new capacities.
突然有了一个新的能力。
Before Christ, I was all about myself.
在认识耶稣之前,我只想到自己。
I was proud.
我骄傲。
Envious.
嫉妒。
Sometimes hateful.
有的时候仇恨。
But in Christ, we have been born of God with a new capacity to love.
但是在耶稣里面,我们现在出生了之后,我们有一个新的能力来爱。
A new capacity to reflect our Heavenly Father.
不然有这样一个新的能力来展示出我们的天父的样子。
So we should now love one another.
所以我们要彼此相爱。
But of course, there's one great difference between us being born of God and monkeys being born monkeys. It's that we are only born of God after first living in this world for some time.
我们呢,是在重生之前呢,
often after many years of living in an entirely selfish way. So the moment we're born again, we have a new capacity to love. But we've already developed many worldly ways. Imagine a child raised by wolves, like Mowgli from the Jungle Book. And then imagine what happens when he's brought back to civilization. Imagine how he would live. How he would talk. How he would eat. How he would interact. Everything about him would be wolf-like. But it wouldn't be true to his identity as a human being. So there'd be a long process of helping him realize who he really is. And therefore how he ought to act. And in the same way, when John says, whoever loves has been born of God and knows God, he's reminding us of who we are in Christ. Our Father is a God of love. And we've been born of His Spirit to be men and women of love. We have sinful ways that we must continue to put to death. But our identity is now as children of love. Therefore, we should love one another. Now, the third reason why we should love one another is because of what God has done for us. Verses 9 through 11 says, in this the love of God was made manifest, or revealed, or shown among us.
所以说呢，第九节说到，神差他独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生，神爱我们的心就此显明了。That
God sent His only Son into the world so that we might live through Him.
神把他独生爱子带到这个世间来，所以我们可以借着他而得生。In
this is love.
这就是爱.
Not that we have loved God,
并不是因为我们爱了神,
but that He loved us.
而是因为他爱了我们。
And sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us,
亲爱的弟兄啊,神即使这样爱我们,
we also ought to love one another. Now we've already seen that we should love because of who God is.
所以我们已经看了,我们要彼此相爱的,
but now the focus shifts to what God has done. And the way God has loved us. And the first thing I want to point out is that the way we see God's love for us is not primarily in our life circumstances. All of us face tragedy. And I understand that tragedy has touched your lives in this church this fall. And even though we know that God's sovereign, and that He's working all things together for good, sometimes in the midst of tragedy, it feels hard to trust God's love. Like Job, we just can't get our minds around why God would allow such suffering. Or how it's possible that He could use it for good. And in those moments, what John says here is so important for us to come back to. John says that in this, the love of God was made manifest or revealed or shown to us.
神说, 约翰说,
In other words, this is how you can be sure that God loves you. God sent His only Son into the world so that we might live through Him. God freely gave His only and His beloved Son. To suffer and die. So that sinners like us might not perish. But live through Him. Friends, that is the great proof of God's love. In those dark seasons when everything else seems bleak, look to Christ on the cross and see God's love for you. And as verse 10 shows us, God did this for us not because of our love for Him, but only because of His great love for us. We were like the people in the crowd shouting, "Crucify Him!" And in fact, we're the ones who deserve to be crucified. But God gave Jesus to be the propitiation for our sins. A propitiation is a wrath-bearing substitute. This tells us that when Jesus died on the cross, He didn't just suffer physically at the hands of Romans. He also bore the wrath of God. All the wrath that all of His people would have borne eternally in hell. And if you're here this morning and you're not a Christian, I want you to understand that God's love does not mean that He doesn't have wrath. In fact, God's love for righteousness demands that He have wrath towards sin and evil.
事实上,神对真理,对公义的爱,让他对罪恶和妖魔是有震怒的。
And therefore, God's righteous wrath abides on you because of your sin.
所以神的震怒,因为你的罪是在你身边的。
But the good news of the gospel is that Jesus bore the wrath of God on the cross.
但是福音的好消息就是说,耶稣在十架上已经承受了神所有的震怒。
So that all who repent and believe in Him can be forgiven and embraced by God in love. And that offer is for you this morning. And for all of us, the more we realize how much we don't deserve God's love, and how much it cost God so that sinners like us could abide in His love, then the more overwhelmed and grateful we will be for God's love. And the more we'll love one another. As John says in verse 11, "Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another." Every brother or sister here is someone for whom Jesus died. So if Jesus has loved them so much, we should love them too. And if God so loved us even when we hated Him, then we ought to love others even when they wrong us and mistreat us and don't love us back. And if God loved us so much to die for us, then we also ought to lay down our lives and sacrifice for one another. So the love of God displayed on the cross is both our motivation and model for loving one another. Now our fourth and final reason why we should love one another is so that we can know God more. Verse 12 says, no one has ever seen God.
第十二节讲到,
if we love one another, God abides in us and His love is perfected in us.
神就住在我们里面,
now to understand why John says this, I think some background is helpful.
要理解到,
this letter was written because there were these proto-Gnostic teachers plaguing the church.
有一些人是,
they were claiming special or secret knowledge of God. Often through things like visions and revelations. Hopefully you know not to listen to people like that. But consider the appeal of their teaching.
但是想想他们这个教导啊，还是很有很抓人心的。
Don't you want to know God more?
你要不要知道神更多呢？
We as Christians should long for that.
我们作为基督徒当然应该盼望这样的事情。
As Jesus said, this is eternal life.
就像耶稣说，这是永生。
That they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you've sent.
就是说要知道你，而且唯一的真神是耶稣基督，你把耶稣基督送过来。
And like David in Psalm 27 verse 4, we should pray.
就像大卫在诗篇27篇祷告一样。
One thing I have asked of the Lord.
有一件事我曾求耶和华。
That will I seek after.
我仍要寻求。
That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中。
To gaze upon the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in His temple. So the idea that there might be some access to deeper knowledge of God is very attractive. But look at how John refutes it. First, he says, no one has ever seen God. God dwells in unapproachable light whom no eye has seen or can see.
所以神呢,祂的存在呢,
deep knowledge of God doesn't come by sight.
所以对神,真正的认识不是从眼睛看来的。
It doesn't come through visions. It comes through hearing the word of God. And knowing Christ and Him crucified.
而知道基督,
second, John says,
第二个约翰说到,
if we love one another,
如果我们彼此相爱,
God abides in us,
神就住在我们里面,
and His love is perfected in us.
爱他的心在我们里面就得以完全。
In other words, if you want to abide in God and have intimacy with Him,
所以另外一个方法说, 你如果需要跟神同在, 需要跟他有亲密的关系的话,
don't seek it through ecstatic visions or secret knowledge.
不要寻求那种神秘的事情。
Seek it by loving one another. God reveals Himself through His Word.
神从他以他的话语来显示他自己,
but especially as we obey His Word and love one another.
但是更特别的时候,
as John says, God abides in us and perfects His love in us as we love one another.
所以就像约翰说的，神住在我们里面，并且是让我们爱神的心就更加完全。
And the context in which this plays out is the local church.
所以这个是我们本地教会的重要的意义。
It's easy to love hypothetical Christians out there.
我们可以说假设说我们是以爱世界上的人。
It's often much harder to love real Christians right here.
但是更难的是，就是爱我们面前的这些弟兄姐妹们。
Who sin against you?
有的时候得罪你,
who disagree with you?
跟你有不同意见,
who let you down?
让你失望了。
But it says we persevere in loving one another.
他说我们要坚持彼此相爱。
That we grow to learn more about God's love.
这样呢，我们就能够对神的爱就能够更加的认识的更加深刻。
And we grow to learn more about what it means that God has loved us.
我们就越来越知道神是到底怎么样爱了我们。
And God promises to be with us and to reveal Himself to us in the midst of that.
神保证在这一切的事上，他都与我们同在。
So will you forgive one another?
你们能不能彼此原谅？
Will you be patient with one another?
你们能不能彼此忍耐？
Will you bear one another's burdens?
能不能彼此承担彼此的负担？
Will you sacrifice your time and interests for the sake of one another?
你可不可以牺牲你自己一点点的时间和利益，为了别人的益处？
The wonderful promise of verse 12 is that as we truly love one another,
所以在第十二节的时候说，如果我们真正的彼此相爱，
God will abide in us.
神就住在我们里面。
And His love will be perfected in us.
爱他的心在我们里面就得以完全。
And we will have the joy of knowing Him more.
然后我们就有更多的认识神的快乐。
So, beloved, let us love one another.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，让我们彼此相爱。
Let's love one another because of who God is.
让我们彼此相爱，因为神他就是这样。
Let's love one another because of who we now are in Christ.
让我们彼此相爱，因为我们现在是住在基督里面。
Let's love one another because of the love God has shown for us in Christ.
让我们为了神，为我们所做的，在基督，在十字架上所做的，来彼此相爱。
And let's love one another so that we can know our God more.
让我们彼此相爱，所以我们可以更多的知道神。
Amen. And let's pray.
Amen. 让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you that we can call you Father.
啊，我们的天父，我们感谢你，因为我们可以叫你爸爸。
We praise you because you are love.
啊，我们赞美你，因为你就是爱。
And we rejoice that you have shown your love to us in Christ.
啊，我们这是这样的快乐，因为你在基督里面显明了你对我们的爱。
And God, we pray that you would give us strength to love one another.
神啊，我们这次祷告，求你让我们有一个力量，能够彼此相爱。
We pray that we would love you more.
啊，我们让我们知道我们每天爱你多一些。
That we would obey you.
我们要顺服你。
And serve you.
啊，服侍你。
And glorify your name.
荣耀你的名。
We thank you for this time you've given us together.
我们感谢你给我们这样的时间。
We thank you for the joy of celebrating baptisms this morning.
啊，感谢你让我们这样快乐的庆祝我们弟兄姐妹们的受洗。
And we thank you for the eternal hope we have in Christ.
我们感谢你给我们这个无尽的希望。
We pray this in His name.
啊，我们以基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.